And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Adriana Chamatis, who is here to talk about Joe's Valley Bouldering Festival. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad you came in because a lot of locals don't really know what this festival is about. I think they think it's just we're hanging out with rocks, but it's a big to-do. You guys do a lot of things.
Thanks. We try really hard.
So tell us a little bit about what we can expect, because this is a four-day event.
Yeah, so the subtitle to the festival is Climbing Clinics and Community, and it is just that. So the first day, we are having some yoga, this year we threw in some local artisan clinics. We're making beef jerky up at Ungerman's Meats.
Ooh, yummy.
Which should be really a lot of fun. You get to take home a gallon bag. We're also doing a Legends and Lore, which was really fun last year at the San Rafael Museum. Stephen Jeffrey and a local Neil Peacock are going to be doing a little history of all of Emory County, so how this came to be settled and what the main economy is here, as well as how climbing came to be such a big deal down here. And then at 4 o'clock on Friday, we're going to be doing the rodeo, which was definitely the highlight of last year's festival. The climbers had no idea what they were in for. It's like, yeah, come on, sign up, get out there, hop on some cowhide, and this cowboy's going to pull you.
You're daring anyway, climbing rocks. You'll be all right on a cow.
No, way harder, way scarier. Right after that, we actually got some live bands this year. We had a couple last year, but this year we're actually going to be able to use the outdoor space because the weather should be a lot better. So right after the rodeo and the pavilion, we should have some live bands. We should have some food vendors. Some good stuff happening as an opening party. Saturday morning, bright and early, we've got some breakfast being served by Ars Pizza. Then we're going to go right into our climbing clinics. We have some pro athletes coming out for some paid clinics that they're taking people out into the canyons for. And then we also have some free meetups that I'm really excited about. So if you've ever wanted to try rock climbing, either with your kids or with your group of friends, we're going to have some professionals from Salt Lake that are going to be volunteering their time to take people out for the first time.
So do those cost anything? Is there a cost to this?
Not for the meetups. Yeah, the meetups will be free.
And that's going to be there in the canyon as well? Or
everything is meeting up at the rec center, at Emory County Rec Center.
And then you will go out?
Mm-hmm. All right. Carpool and shuttle out there.
And there's no age limit? Kids can come as long as they're accompanied by an adult, of course.
That's right. After those climbing clinics and meetups, then we're going to come back into town for the trade fair, where we're going to have some booths, some vendors, some more food, a happy hour with the pro climbers, and then later on in that evening, we'll have some more live music.
Wow, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it should be.
All right. Well, how long have you been climbing?
I've only been climbing for about 5 years, and I'm new to Salt Lake, and I'm really excited to be.
So where are you originally from?
I was actually born in Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
Long ways to go.
Yeah, it is. So what do you think of our Joe's Valley?
Pretty much second home. 2 years after I started climbing, I went headfirst into it and moved into a van because I wanted to learn from rock climbers and I wanted to travel the country and explore rock climbing.
Right.
And I actually ended up living in your backyard for about 2 or 3 months.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think that's neat that you're a part of this and getting this going. So sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of different events for people to come and check out. And maybe they have a hidden talent to go bouldering.
Yeah.
I
really want to thank all the sponsors, especially the Emory County Travel Bureau, because for 2 years in a row, they've really supported the event, as well as Organic Climbing, which is our title sponsor this year. And go check us out on our website, joesvalleyfest.com.
And that has the entire schedule for the event, for the festival.
Every single little detail.
All right. So you heard it there. If you want to know what's going on for the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival this year, all you got to do is visit their website at joesvalleyfest.com. Lots of fun stuff, it sounds like. Bands, vendors. You can even learn how to try bouldering. So lots going on there. The main hub is going to be the Castledale Rec Center. So check it out. Again, this sounds like lots of fun. Is there anything else you want to add?
This can only grow with community support and a lot of excitement from climbers and everybody, which we got last year, and we're hoping to get more and more of years to come.
All right. There you have it right there. She wants everyone to come out and check this out. Well, I appreciate you coming by and talking to us about this and letting us know about it.
Thanks. Really glad to be here.
All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.